In the name of the triune God, amen. In Ephesians, Paul says concerning the fourth commandment we just recited, that it is the first commandment with promise. The promise being that if we keep the commandment, it will go well with us and we will live long on the earth. In random reading of the Bible, if I dare speak of anything as random under God's providence, I ran across this interesting echo of the promise just referred to. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 6 and 7. If you come across a bird's nest beside the road, either in a tree or on the ground, and the mother is sitting on the young or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young. You may take the young, but be sure to let the mother go. Now get this, so that it may go well with you and you may live long on the earth. If St. Paul had described the honor and obey parents injunction as the first commandment with promise, I had, in the case of this be kind to birds passage, run across the second commandment with promise. Does this echo jar you as much as it did me? That the same promise of happy days and long life should be attached to two commandments seemingly so far apart in importance. A long and happy life for honoring parents? Yes, that I understand. But the exact same blessing for being concerned about birds? Come now. But there it was. And after all, I didn't write the Bible. God did. Maybe this parallel is meant to jar us and get us to thinking. Might we not infer a broad principle from the two commandments just compared? And that is that Christian conduct consists of two basic ingredients, integrity and compassion. Christian behavior means, ideally, to be a person of principle and a person of love. The honor and obey parents commandment captures the first component, integrity. The be kind to birds commandment captures the second component, compassion. Now, of course, this inference is more arbitrary and clean-cut than the words of Scripture warrant. To be sure, there's overlap. Love, after all, characterizes the fourth commandment, too, and in fact is the fulfillment of all the commandments. Similarly, principle permeates the commandment about birds, the principle of environmental preservation. But the inference about a broad integrity compassion division in God's laws isn't entirely out of court either. And it seems to be supported by that familiar passage in James, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. There it is again, the same broad integrity compassion division, only in reverse order. Well, high time to get relevant. We need to keep in mind both of the components suggested by the parallel we have noted this morning. We need to give balanced emphasis to both integrity and compassion in our everyday conduct. Satan, perfectionist and evil that he is, yearns no doubt to wipe out both components from our everyday behavior. But Satan, expert in compromise that he also is, will settle no doubt for the deletion of one or the other. If he can persuade us to make a furore about the one while downplaying the other, well, fine and dandy. something is better than nothing. Besides, he can chuckle in hellish glee over the damnable irony that we may be slithering down the slippery slope to hell while convinced we are championing the cause of God. There have been times, especially in the past, when we stress the integrity principle at the expense of the compassion principle. Respect your elders, obey your superiors, submit to authority, comply with society's regulations, keep the rules, stay out of trouble, shun the world. These were the ethical fashion, while the love principle was too seldom mentioned. Nowadays, I more often see the opposite. You know, save the wolves and abort the child. So long as you love the girl, what's a little hanky-panky between friends? So long as you're concerned about people, what difference does it make whether you observe the campus regulations? So long as you love God way down deep in your heart, what's a chapel skip here or there? So long as you feed the hungry and clothe the naked and visit the sick, why worry about doctrine? What is truth anyhow? Charity today, in a totally unexpected and evil way, charity often covers a multitude of sins. My point is that Christian conduct, if it's to be Christian, is both and, not either or. It is six parts integrity and half a dozen parts compassion. It incorporates both honoring authority and being kind to birds. It means, to use another Bible passage that suggests the twofold division we're discussing today, it means speaking the truth in love. Easier said than done. We know that. We need help. That means we need the gospel. We need the gospel to forgive our disobedience of God's commandments. We need the gospel to initiate our obedience of God's commandments. Let that gospel this morning be triggered by the phrase St. Paul attaches to the fourth commandment, the phrase with promise. St. Paul uses the phrase to remind us of the promise God makes to those who keep the fourth commandment, the promise of happy days and long life. But let the familiar with promise remind us of the promise God has attached to all his commandments. The promise that his law, though seriously intended by him and grossly violated by us, that his law will not condemn us. Let the familiar with promise remind us of the God of promise. The promise he gave to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. The promise he gave to us. The promise of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Says the Bible, if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. Why? That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. That promise, when we cling to it with our God-given faith, wipes out disobedience and begins to empower obedience. That promise, when we cling to it with our God-given faith, pays off. What is that promise? Says the Bible, this is the promise he hath promised us, even eternal life. Indeed, in heaven, it will be well with us. And indeed, in heaven, we will live long. Forever, in fact. Amen.